Dalits. See? Dalits. We already saw the Makaris more or less in the Rishonim, but we have to look again. It's not good if we refresh our memory a little bit. We'll make it easier. We saw Mordechai yesterday. Yes, he was concentrating on the part of Talis Sheula as such, but when we saw it, it also was a brief discussion of taking someone's talis without getting his permission. And there was a discussion whether it's permissible or not. Who can remember what siman it was? Tough, tough, kuf, what? Yeah, did you even see the Mordechai bar also? I thought it was in both places. Hold on. You'd base them out, but what about the Mordechai's not there? Guess I made a mistake. Okay. So, for the moment, I don't have the time to find it here. We'll look in the book of Yosef. You'd base them out, right? That's what we saw. Okay, we'll look there. Quite certain from the Mordechai too, but if we go out to the book of Yosef, there's Tala Sheula, he writes, ובמקום שנוגו להניח תליסותיהם בבית הכנסת, אם בעוד לא לתתם על פישור ולהחזיר למקומו, they have two conditions, פישור, להחזיר למקומו מותר, וכל ששור שם בדעת גזנה, וקיים את הלגע חכה חשש, כאילו קרנה, ושאו כניח לנש את הבנות של הלוני, מה שאין גם בצבורים, שמיוב הליקוס בן הרבש ויקרה, ויקרה מרוב תשמש. Fine. This is what the Nebuka Yosef says, so that's good enough. Now, this is quoted in Halach of the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Yudal, but the Magen Avraham has a very important question I want to talk about. Siman Yudal is... It's called Mechet. He doesn't understand. Nichel Eleinish makes him into a non-Gazlan. You're not a Gazlan. Shol Shlom B'Dash Gazlan. But you're not a Gazan. Fine, you're not a Gazan. But it makes it yours, Lemafreya. Sorach here. The Bishlam believes Lo Shari, the Nichol, and the Mishnah, the Mamoni. Abelam Yivarechala. Bishlam, Kshashol, and Midas. Havla, Kilu, Nasnal, and Matana, Masa, Agzir. The Rosh Hashanah Chulin. But here, he didn't know about it. How can it be? That's his Kasha. Gevaldik Kasha. The Mamoni, Gevaldik Kasha. What is the answer? Yeah, it's based upon Tzidkot and Hay. Even though it's part of Mitzitzit, Rasha Levarach Ma'anosh. That's the Tosis in Rosh Mechulin suggests, you not only is it Talas Mitzuyetis, even Talas Sh'ena Mitzuyetis. And like somewhere like Noshah, which is not so posh at all, we mentioned already before. So this is also not so posh, it's called the Magen Avraham. But the Rebbe Kiva makes it worse, so the Kiva has two kashas. Number one, he has the following kasha. He says, over there, if you borrow a garment and you put in your own tzitzit, so it's not so bad. Over here, you're borrowing the garment with the tzitzit, so the tzitzit are also shulim. So that's worse. Perhaps the chiddush of the Rosh and the Tzitzit and Chulin would not apply in this kind of situation. Moreover, there are many poskim who argue with that Tzitzit and the Rosh in Chulin. Moreover, in the Mechavet, an impossible terror. You compare it to Noshim, the Mechavet part of Noshim cannot make a bracha. I can make a bracha over here. These are all kashas where the Kivager asks. And moreover, the Mechavet says, Bishlam, B'lit Lo Shari. Why? Because if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, so if it's not a mitzvah, there's no more mitzvah, no nichol einish. It's all questions which are found in the Kivega. So that, and the Mishnah Berurah in fact passes not to make a bracha, no joke. The Mishnah Berurah passes in Simin Yudal, Sif Kotin Yudal, in fact, not to make a bracha. Yosef Tov Shalikhanu Likras Lolavare, so now do you take it? He's happy you take his talent to do a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah anyway. So how can you take it? So that I think we can give an answer to. That's nichlele inish that the person needs a talis should have this need of kavarat tzibur or kavarat brias or whatever other reason he wants to take the talis. You know, it's not an absolute mitzvah. Many people and who are nichalim for mitzvah were the nichalei for this as well, perhaps. V'araya, I mean, it's nichalei, it's all in the head. The Mishnah Berurah writes, it's Shabbos. The guy's a chumrah, not to follow the talis on Shabbos, even though others make him. Nichalei should have your chumrah too. The people are nice. You can borrow it, you don't have to fold it, because it's Shabbos. So even if it's not even a technical mitzvah, you can also say nichalei. Atkan. However, about time, the flip side is also true. What if psychology changes? So the Aruch HaShulchan says he doesn't know what, I mean, maybe in the olden days it was nichalei, not anymore. Not anymore. Aruch HaShulchan writes quite clearly that he's been around the, you know, around the world, and he's seen it's no nichalei lynching. Times have changed. He says, Anan chazina da harvim makpidim b'zeh ma'ol. V'yesh ne'om she'en tzobim klal sh'odam acha yilvash begash v'am mitam zeya on the kiyus. And the whole dinner is not so partial. Because the Mordechai, which I haven't found yet, they're not sure the whole dinner is true. Shema came in Shabbat, Kiplu, Goli Adat, and Zimakrit, Bedavu, Mila, Ashilo. If I fold it, maybe I don't want to have someone else to take it. And even in the Mukha Yosef, it was Lush and Watch, if we saw them, we just saw it now. It's in Shul, and you find it in Shul. Oh. Only if you find it in shul, it's just some lying around. If everybody puts his talus away in a mokum mutzna, you don't find anyone to be making. The man is there. You don't honor, should call up on the kapo, talisum, and sneer the teva, or should not my shamish, they have a different custom there. Then it's taka asa. That's on the one hand. This is the 50 hours of the day. On the other hand, where the Ramah and the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef and the Mishnah Berurah are stark mach when it comes to Svarim, Afila Bakroi, Bi Alma, etc., etc. All of a sudden comes the Mishnah Berurah, the Kitruk, Ha'olam Non, Shemot, and Siddur, Tfila, Mazda, Beth Nesses, and Shalok, and also Kadir Salvo. Ain't it a Hetel, is that? Mashi Siddur, Tron, Kri, Megadim. Tom Zarach HaShulchan, no, here he has a Hetel. If he says, no, the ruba of the alma not freedom of them. Things can change. So they were makbid on the durum and not talaysim. Say they makbid on talaysim, not the durum. It's not a local street, you know. It's because of the psychology of people. Okay, this is Simon Yud. Simon Yud, the last half of it, is now has very few occurrence in Shas. It's all about different configurations of garments. So they show you the Arishas Gedola. And we'll just discuss a few brief highlights. One, anybody have one of those suits and a jacket, you know, with a slit in the back? Have it? So I have them coming up six, they're four corners. There's two corners in the front, either in the front, and two corners, by the slit. Oh, that's the answer. It comes from the Shulchanah based on earlier sources. That if it's not cut most of the way up, doesn't count. Simon Yud is found in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Ches, based on the Marik and other sources. That's number one. Okay. Not needed for a frock, the folks can say. All right, but we don't wear that. Whatever, we need a regular jacket too. As long as it all depends if it's cut up more than half the way up. Now, yeah, I've also, the image we spoke about before, can't be rounded. Question of Mishnah Berurah, how round is round? Like the filler, what's called Ribua, what's the Sittet. Sif Yud talks about a hat or some other kind of turban. It is considered to be Potter. Sif Yud Alves will be called the Young Israel Talaisin. Just a short scarf around your neck, also Potter. But Sif Yud Beis, we didn't have him discussed yet, really. That's a question of really our shirt. How come I don't have to, let me show you the demonstration. I have two corners out over here. I don't hear, which has two corners. I haven't checked this one yet, but most of these days are square. Let's take a look. Yes, perfectly square. So I have now four corners. I showed up 4 points. This year also 4 points. So how come when I went to Christmas, we played a shalom? Joseph has all kinds of hoops he goes through, trying to find. Come back, I should have chiddush. The reason why? Because all 4 corners are in the front. You have to have, it's called Mr. Brook quotes it very recently. Take a look. The Ramah quotes it and says, Hold on, can fair must see him, to smile the flame, smile the flame, the Kubana Zuka like a zoo, therefore your pot. As I said in Ramah, end of Simon Yud. Says the, Mr. Bruce of Kazim Lamet, the Woodson, Dr. Moshe, they were all wrong, and he explains, the Me'achat, the Mr. Tzulachat Chilam, she asked the Beza Fana Beza Achrov, ומלבוש משלון הם כל הדעת קו הספונו, ויש לה בשביל מדינה אחר, אין חיוב אם בצית. שי, that's what it says. However, the Mr. Brewer is not so excited about it. יען, הלוך הזה רוב פפת, בידי הגאונים, למות את המנוחן, כי גם על תמה דרך כמו שיש לו סק בק הרבה, ויראי שמיים, should make a round it off. ראינו שלא, we don't round it off at all. You don't round it off? So I don't know. It's a problem. Because the Bialach explains it more. The Masha and the Tzricha, she was stated to the Snaim, Shnaim Nachrein, and a Mikir at Galacha. That's a mix of the Allah. So two things. One is that they have to be in CSP, two in front, two in the back, that's the Chatsum of the Allah. It has to be Roy for two in front, two in back. That's even Ma'akim. That's one end. But Hashulchan says, no, the opposite. You see from here that even Ma'akim has to be two in front and two in the back. It's Ikuba. It's a mark based upon Chazal. And he says, it's Ma'akim. It's a remarkable Kiddush. It's Simil Ches Sefiud in the Aruch Hashulchan. Rabbi, this concludes Lavan. Now let's talk about Tesh. Okay. We can basically close the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have chelis. Okay? Close the Mishnah Berurah. It's not chelis. So now it seems, does anybody have chelis? That's the question. So according to the Rav, the name of the Beit HaLevi, it's impossible to have chelis. Chelis is lost. Some of the lost, the Gemara makes no record that it was lost. Shultas has no record of Chelis, so the Mepharshim say it was lost between Chasimus and Talmud and Chasimus and Shultas. Around a 200-year period between the two of them. It was lost a long time ago. Lost. So the Rav has in his Sefer, the architecture on page Reish Chaf Ches, from his great-grandfather, a namesake, the Beis HaLevi, who was arguing with the Radzrina Rebbe. The Radzrina Rebbe was the first one in modern times to try to reinstitute Chelis. So he wrote him a letter, and he said, this is a quote from the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, page Nun Gimel, which is basically taken from page Reish Chaf Ches in the Yoreh Tzeh Shirim. The Me'achash and Nitzvika HaMesorah B'Zvaziyu HaChilazon, Shri Dekamet Dorah Shinon HaYodim Heini Yudar HaChilazon, Bilo et slachnul et shach zeh yediyah zu. That's not the wrong word, but it's a similar word. And the hachachos, technios, madoyos, mokhs and brurim, mikomkal otuchal yediyah zu likonet ol de b'chal mesoro. Yashal vitzik was that, zin al pi yediyah madoyos, to be mesoro yom chasit. This is part of the whole Indian of mesoro. But in footnote 26, we quote the Sefer Ein Hatzchelet, which I have here, it's an old bar from Rabbi Talbot Shalita, whose brother-in-law is very active in the manufacture of chelis. A different bar completely. Physically, he quotes it from the letter. The me'achash adog has that tomo hoya nimtei v'lamo tenis. The gam open, I'll start to civil gantar hoya yadu b'chol mami as man and shavar olena me'efet shepos of chelis v'yisrael. The al calls there, we say the him calls there, lo lovshu avo senu, lo savo senu,
Okay,
Ki afilu narba kachol rayas, lo yo'ilu neged ha-kabola v'amusoro. Rak achleah she'yivar v'kidag zeh, ha'molechas tziva od nifzak v'nishkach v'tiyuso yidiyoso b'shem zman ha'zmanim, v'nifzkom zeh ha-kabola, oz yiyu lono divya halacha l'rayas. End quote. That's the opposite, exactly the opposite of what the Rav said. The Mab is the opposite. Who's right? So Rav Shecht is noted to assume a foolish letter. A foolish letter, and and he proves right from the two Gemaras, a Gemara and a Prishim. From the Basher, that I and Dalit, Rabbi Bachana, he was somehow sort of Mesa Midbar. He should have counted the strings of their tzitzis to know if he passed like Beshamir Beisilin. You see, that even though this is many, many years later, archaeological finding would have been determinant. And the preacher says they found in the Kevi Yecheskel Tzilin of Rashi, as the riot against Rabbeinu Tam, they could say no, maybe it was just put into Genesis. But you see from these Gedolim, once from the Gemara, once from all the Achronim, that you can't rely on archaeology, and therefore must be that the Einat Chenas version is correct, and the Rav's version is incorrect. End quote. It seems to me, if I may use a phrase, that the words of the Beis Halevi about Masorah were also given to Masorah. And the Masorah was given to the family. And from what I understand, the Rishalayim of Brisk have exactly the same Nusach as my Rebbe has, word for word, and completely different than it's printed in the Ein HaTchelet. I was wondering, how can it be? It's a letter from the Beis Halevi. So I looked again. It was pointed out by others. This is a quotation out from the Sefer Ein HaTchelet, page 13. Quote, Gone, Beis Halevi, but Rabbi Yosef is the bear risk. Quote, Mosar kol tamo v'nimuko le'echad nimi yudov shi yichdok v'yom lana mishmo b'zeh halosh and etc. Telephone, tell him miyuda, which means that this is absolutely unreliable. Either the miyuda wasn't careful in listening to what his Rebbe, Yosher Ber Brisk, said. We didn't understand what Yosher Ber Brisk said. But I, if you ask me, I have different members of the family who do not agree on anything. And yet they have exactly the same nusach from the Elder Zayden on the one hand. And I have a miyuda, who we don't know what it is. I mean, a klutz. I mean, you know, what great rabbis don't have klutzes, I mean, somewhere near them. I mean, I don't know what that means. It's not shy. I mean, who do you know? We don't know. It's anonymous. It's only his name. We could argue with him. Chazimah Gavarav. I thought they could argue with the Gavarav. We don't know his name. Anonymous. I'm not saying Khalid is a Razino. It's not telling the truth. But we don't know what the piece of this man was. I think we got to go the other way around. What do you do with the kasha from? The mumble of that. Here's my answer. My answer is stop. The machlok is Beshana Beshilu. We only saw it. It's three, it's four, whatever it may be. It's one or the other. It's either it's three or it's four. I have evidence of archaeology that's either three or four. A lot of good evidence. That's Philip. Either Shema, Shema. One or the other. I have evidence. That can be determined. What Rav Yosher Ber Brisk meant was if you want to identify a species, if you want to identify this is X. Not a question of is it A or B, three strings or four strings, this order, that order, then the total number of possibilities equals two, which is involved in those cases. The total number of possibilities of the Chilazon is innumerable. Created. So therefore, if it could be anything, comes Rav Yosher Ber Brisk and says, it's impossible, now pick one or this. How many riots to bring? to be 1,000 raya. But that's, the Torah means that it has to be a certain min, which we have in every generation. And once you lose that Masara, I don't care how many riots you bring, I can't prove that it's this. I believe it's there, it's either three or four, or it's Vaya or Shema. Total two possibilities. Here's a man identifying a particular name, a species. How do you know? Could be a different one. This one satisfies certain conditions. Maybe another one also does. How do you know? It's impossible to know. That's how I understood Rav Yosher Ben says that the kashas are no kashas. And the Masara, I have a Masara. What the Masara, what Masara is? Yes. We have to let it call the Gemara, but we don't know what that is. I don't tell you. Yes, sir. So if Yosher Ben meant, if I understand it correctly, that in terms of identifying species, you're saying it's not brisk enough?
No.
Well, I mean, according to his version, it's not brisk at all. I'm at least half brisk. And it's four times, so half brisk is... That's the chiddush. That's exactly my point. Or even in the case you have would otherwise taste a suffix, and he's maybe should argue to make it a rice lachum, especially if no hefzid, Kanye Yosher Ben says, no. No. It's not, you know, it's not put into that category. Because you have to have a Masara, and if you don't have the Masara, it doesn't rise to the level of the of the rice lachum. Well, that's more or less what the footnote is. Where does that come from? No, if it's... Brit could have said bigger kedushin without any proof that it's true. I was brought up this way, and I heard it from the Rambam from his mouth. And I always assumed that's more or less what he meant. That's the Masara. That's the Masara means. Huh? We'll get to that a little bit later. If there's any problem, I say it was done to lose. Okay, we'll get to that a little bit later. Now, Rabbi Sai, that's what I understand Pshat. It has nothing to do. There's a sefer, I have a whole bunch of pamphlets here. Something called Chut Chelik. By Yitzchak Brand. Of course, a number of other Sforim. Okay, interesting. And he writes, yeah, there's some of you need a Masara like you are more by fish. A min Torah from a Masara. Or by birds, you know, birds. You have to have a turkey against a pilpul. Nothing to do with that at all. There's a different thing. Yeah, I got it all wrong. I don't do it. The way I'm saying it, I don't do it with turkey. That's a different kind of a thing with Torah. Right? That doesn't mean the same thing. I don't think it means the same thing. Because there are maximum two possibilities. It's kosher and treif. So if you bring riots to Shimonim, so that's one thing. But here you're picking one out of a million. So I thought nothing to do with this. Whatsoever. Oh. But I want to go further than that. Seems to me that even according to what I consider to be the fourth version of the Masara, as printed in the Ein Chelis, could be that the Chelis that's being used today in Yerushalayim and in the Eretz Yisrael would also be shrugged up, because they claim that this is something which existed for a long time. They didn't invent it in the 20th century. As old as the whole history books. Certainly a few hundred years it's around. And it could be presumably it was never lost to those who were living in the Mediterranean coast. I mean, so the kids, it could be even on those grounds it failed. But I, again, to me, what I heard from my rabbi that's printed in the Shirim, the Zechav Amori, the way the Brisk of Yerushalayim said, that's the accurate way. And I just gave a little bit what I thought to be a teretz to this kasha in Nevashah. Maybe I was a different teretz. I don't know. Okay. I want to just prove to you that I prove to you, to bring you some evidence that what I'm saying is correct. The Radzina Rebbe invested so much time and so much effort into trying to discover the Chelik. The whole book, whole series of books, hundreds of pages, and who knows how many hours it spent in trying to find it. I've heard something came after the TED. The whole thing was an absolute fraud. He was fooled by an Italian. There was no truth to this. What he got from the ocean had no color. He threw in some blue, like a food coloring on the side, and that's what it is.
Remember that? Rav Herzog printed it. I mean, Nebuch, he was
upgenocked by an Italian. I mean, he was so interested in doing the mitzvah. It came out blue, and it's okay, fine. They fooled him. La'adam, it's not even close. Except for, I guess, Razina Hasidah. There's no one in the world today who even dreams and thinks the Razina version of Kale has any accuracy whatsoever. They say it comes from vegetables. The color came from it. It has nothing to do with anything. And Razina wasn't a stupid man. But, you know, you can't get the right one all the time. That's as far as Razina is concerned. Rav Herzog himself wrote his doctoral dissertation, which you have a copy of in English. It's in the box there. He made a big book in 1914, I think it was a doctoral dissertation. And he wrote many more mamorim on it. And he said that, he started off by saying that Tchel is something called Murex. M-U-R-E-X. Don't know what that means, frankly. I know very little about the kingdom of the sea. But he has a whole series of riots that this must be Tchel. It was found in the archaeological digs near Lebanon, Tidon, which is where the certain Mechorot of Chazal, Tzor and Haifa, that's where they found the phrases in Zot Avrocha. That's where they found the Chilod. And it fits the category. Chilod has to be something which is alive, as opposed to a vegetable. That's in one Shabbat Ayin Hay, over Mishum Teda. It's live. It looks alive, okay. Has to live in the sea, that's what Sifrei mentioned before. Near a kedag, whatever that means, it's in the sea, I guess. And it's found in that area between Sur and Chayv, and also Gaman Shabbat, that's Chavavim and Aleph. And more than that, there's a Medrash Rabbah that they quote in Devarim that says, that we just read yesterday, Simlos Kol Obolso Me'olecha, means that how did a person who was a child and he had to buy a new shirt, a new suit every week. So it grew with him. So the Medrash says, if anybody has a covering, because one gear has a nartik, which we call a shell, right, which grows with the chilazim. That's exactly what the murex has a shell which grows with it. And more than that, some later, one of the other forums explained, a beautiful tale called Klil Taylor. Little Kip, written by Elio Tebger, which he writes the Gemara's expression in Shabbos Ayin Hay, Haposo. What does Posea mean? If you find an expression, Posea by a gozen, you crack nuts. That's a shot. You crack the hard shell. Nice aura. So all these simanim seem to fit in with the concept that murex is, in fact, the chilazim. And more than that, the Gemara in Shabbos Ayin Hay says it's better the color when it's alive than when it's dead. Same as Gemara in Shabbos. And here it's true. Many, many simanim say this is it. After all these simanim, Rav Herzog's conclusion is that it's not the chilazim. Not the chilazim. Why? So there's a whole lineup of riots back and forth that Rav Herzog had in a beautiful sefer called Hatzchelet. By Rav Menachem Burstein. And he gives you a lineup, a couple of places, page you want to put up, 228 and 421, a lot of them, of the Sodom Lakan of Lakan, as far as Murex is concerned. Why do Rav Herzog at the end reject it? He says it's not Sodom Lakan, because the color is not actually, the color is more purple than anything else, and it's not Sodom Lakan. And the Gemara of Menachem, it's only found once every 70 years, this thing is all over the place. You only have to wait 70 years for this. That's kasha number two. And again, it's not blue. It's the wrong color. If Herzog assumed what's the right color, the right color is regular blue. I'm looking at that notebook over there. I'm assuming that that's what it is. See that blue over there? What is indigo, gentlemen? That kind of a blue? More or less? What is indigo? Seen blue and violet? Yeah. Because Rav Herzog's main riot to what the color is from Kla Ilan. Gemara says that there was people who would it was hard to tell between the real and the fake chelif and the kol ha'ilim. And the aruch said the kol ha'ilim is indigo. So I have to be very close to indigo. So wasn't this was this murex was more noted to purple. So that's why he rejected. So Harris has a different min, which he thinks is the real chelif. The real chelif. It's not in fact the murex churunculus, which is what we're discussing until now, but rather what is it? It's Jantina Talida Harvey, or maybe Jantina Prolongata Blainville. This is page 425 in this. Nowadays, it's the outcome of all these modernists who are in the top of the heretic is incorrect. Not just Sinner 1, not just Sinner 2. Detman Duck, their Herzog was a very smart man, and who spent many, many hours and years of this, was also wrong, according to them. So if the Radina was wrong, and if Herzog was wrong, who says they're right? I mean, they may be smarter scientifically, living in a generation beyond. You know, science has taken many, many turns over the years, and all kinds of things, which were the Kubel, certainly one way, and it turns out it's completely erroneous. Some years later. So I'm just giving you a riot that you need a Torah. Because if all these Gedolim, real Gedolim, one way or another didn't get it right, according to the people who are trying to advocate scales right now, who said that they got it right? Almost a little presumptuous, I don't want to say. I'm sure they need Hashem Shemayim, but almost presumptuous. Except that you say, oh, we have more scientific advancements. Okay, I understand that. I can fly in a plane, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't fly in a plane. That doesn't mean anything. But FLP came, it's not as simple as it would seem. Now, I, Doma Leyam, they say, Herzog seems to, they want to say that the cull, in fact, is Doma Leyam. They come with a major in I went to see the place. Nimalei Adumim. I went myself. Anyone here with me? Judah was with me. Tani was with us. And they told me the Kiddush. Kiva was with us, okay. So the Kiddush is as follows. The Kiddush is, Rav Herzog was almost right. He was so close to being right. And he backed out for an incorrect reason. He backed out because it was the wrong color. But by accident, like a lot of scientists think that it wasn't kind of silver color by accident, am I correct? So by accident, one of these scientists today discovered, by mistake, he left the vial of this murex dye in the sun. By mistake, left it in the sun. Came back the next day, guess what? It was no longer purple, it was blue. That's those bromides, dibromides, monobromides. It's chemistry. Whoever knows chemistry can try to figure this out. After pictures of chemical things, put the letter 2 ions. Okay, well, I'm not going into matter now. But that's how it was done. It's, oh, Rav Herzog would have realized, and didn't you, Rav Herzog, that's right. He said that Kaddish Baruch was a shortage of ace. Maybe there's some ace in the world, there's a lush, and maybe there's some way that this can turn into blue, but I don't know it. That's why he backed out. But they found it. Leave it in the sun. Not nothing fancy. Leave it in the sun. That never entered his mind. Leave it in the sun. Okay. You could be a genius like I've heard with a super genius, but can't think of anything. Well, human beings. You can't think of it either. It just happens by mistake left it in the sun. Turned from purple to blue. Zemadoff and Murex Tarunculus is the one. Nope. Well, hold on. He also suggests that Doma Liyam means it looks like the ocean bed. You can't discern it. It's sort of a camouflage. It looks like Doma Liyam. Not that it means it's the color. It's the Rambam. Okay, anyway. In any event, Rabotai, as is beautifully explained in this one, this is really a very good sefer. He's the most forceful sefer. It's a Kvil Chelet. The most forceful pamphlet is a Chut Chelet. The Tchelet itself is much more, I don't know, more restrained in its style. in the style. In his page Shin Yud Tet of the Sefer Chilul Tehillim, he says, in order to assume that our proofs are good, that Murex Terunkelis is Cheles, you have to have two what he called Hanachot Yisod, two a priori assumptions. Without those assumptions, no proof is possible. What are they? One, Shiduim Lanu Kol Aminim. We know every species. Bay. Nothing became extinct in the last 1,500 years. Otherwise, what's he saying over here? It's only a negative proof. My holy soul is Masara. If it's a negative proof, Isaac can't exist. He says, well, a negative proof can only exist if we know every single species and nothing became extinct in the last 1,500 years. Well, how do you prove that? The second Hanachi proved over here, if he's not Mumchim, they give a reason for it. Because there's been no major changes in the nature of the Mediterranean in the last 1,500 years. How old is this expert? 1,500 something? I don't know. I mean, expert only asked, how does he know what's changed in the last 1,500 years? And besides that, I read about in some of these magazines. You get the super ones, what do you call it, the National Geographic. Every day something comes extinct. The mama, she read about that. Gavalt! God, endangered species! That's a campaign! Talking about 600 years, what's the thing? What's it talking about? It's absurd! He's going to tell me it's a fact that nothing has extinct in 1,500 years. Every 1,500 seconds they tell me something else is becoming extinct. Now, again, I'm not saying he's wrong, could be nothing extinct, but to prove it, is that Hanukkah is so, nothing extinct. And the other, what about the first one? How do we know every single min? Well, I should lie. Because we're already looking for min for decades. So if you're looking for decades, we must know everything. What are you saying? A scientist talks this way. And new things discovered every minute. I don't understand this. And he himself admits that without being true enough, but himself is being double borrowed, no proof could work. That's correct. That's exactly what I'm saying. Can't have a negative proof. Christiani is right. Anyway, and what about the color? What is the color? So if Herzog writes in one of his seven, we have this Aruch. The Aruch says that Kol Ilan is indigo, and we'll assume that Kol Ilan is very, very close to Tchela, because it's so hard to discern. The whole sugya is impossible to know the difference. I assume that's correct. That sounds good to me. I'm also a shtickle of Torah Mad. That sounds good to me. That Tchela should be the same as Kol Ilan. And that Herzog has a Lashon. If no one but Manazek could argue on the Aruch, I would tend to agree. Chutzpah. Me to argue on the Aruch. Anyone talk on the Aruch? What if your name is Rashi? Or the Rambam? What do you say about that? They argue the Aruch every page. Seems, just based on what's said over here in these books, and as I knew this from the Rav, that the big machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, what is Chelet? And both would say against that color that we're pointing to, which is blue with maybe a tinge of violet. That little loose leaf cover over there. Both to go against Rashi and the Parsha Shlach said that Chelet is what they call in this book deep dark blue, close to black. Rashi lesson, Mashchir. Rashi's lesson. You open up a Chumash in Rashi from Moshe and Arshin. Rakia Mashchir the eighth Erev. Mamash, it's a very deep dark blue, and it's about to get black. At night, there's still some blue that's left in the sky. On the other hand, the Rambam, that's exactly the reverse. That blue is what we call light blue. He writes that the blue and when the sun is shining. The Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Lein HaShemesh, light blue. And there's a third version, which I don't think it is particularly attributed to any particular region, that blue is not indigo, not deep dark blue, not light blue, but turquoise.
Why turquoise? A whole bunch of rayas. Not so crazy, turquoise. It says Doma L'yam. So look at the yam. The yam has a greenish tint to the water. And nu mishiyaker bein nu chelas le, not long, not easy. Chelas luat the karsi. Karsi is green, leek. So it means that those two are close to each other. And it's doma l'atavim, as I'll say. Huh? Yorah? That's right. Some say Yorah. That's a little bit, I don't have to really honestly go to right, because Yorah is a very broad, yellow is also Yorah, everything is Yorah, so it doesn't even... No, true, it doesn't include blue. Some say it does. Okay, yeah. Look in Tyson Sukkah, I think it says blue is also included in Yorah. There's a lot of different Yorah. So I don't think that's good. Could, maybe not, okay. Kitta, Rabbi Sai, we have now four different authoritative versions of what the color is. Not kind of long to say for foot trailers, the printress, and Simon Aleph was talking to Gimel, and said, you know, you can't get it exactly right. A small change shouldn't matter. And he brings two right. Once in the Ramam and Hilfos, this is Perek Beis, Allah with Aleph, tells you how to do that Tzedika that the Gemara speaks about. Do this, all wacko stuff. And he says, "In hosif ain't of a hushka or yosef imasha hosif kodem hafia sheri." He assumes, I think correctly, it was kosher before and not kosher after. You know, it got a little bit darker. We could argue that it's only kosher before, not after, but mashma. Then he quotes Rabbi Tebger, the other author, who says, "On Mendezim and Days, the Gemara says marisheni kosher." Marisheni, by the sign to say, it's always part of the Marish. Just a little bit different. I won't agree with this. A small little change in Marish and Marisheni, that you need a sign to say it's a little different, that I couldn't even tell the difference myself by looking at it. And it's more Hushra, which means that I'm willing to concede. But light blue, dark blue, regular blue, and turquoise, I can tell the difference. Who says that all four are kosher? I don't believe all four are kosher. I believe only one is kosher. Which one? I have no idea. I don't argue the oro. Not to show on the oro. So as soon as Herzog is right, that the color Elon is the same thing as Taylor. So the oro says it's indigo, and the Amman says it's deep dark, it's light blue, and Rashi says deep dark blue, and others they talk about that. Because we're working backwards. We don't know what color Elon is for sure. Comes from an Elon, okay. But the Latin came from a kid, doesn't it? I can find any color from an Elon. There's no problem. The Kitta, it's impossible to prove for sure. Now, more than that, there's a Tosefta. My Gemara has no Tosefta, but you probably have a Tosefta. In Perek Tet, Halacha Vav, in the Sefta Menach. Give a look if you have it. See what it says. Quote here on page Shin Yud Gimel of the Sefer Kedil Cheles, it says, Cheles ein kshera ele min achilazim, hevi shalom min achilazim psula. It says it twice. Shouldn't think it's the right color, even if it's made synthetically, it's kosher. Not so. He has over here a topic as that. This is what he says. Yes, this topic. Im Cheles Ksheir Mimin Mitzuyim Shal Chilazim Davka O Mikol Chilazim. Well, Chilazim is sort of a generic term. O Yosem Mika Shad Cheles Ksheir Af Mikol Dover Adom Al Chilazim Beis Inyan. Wow, three choices. Mistim is Lashon Atal Sefta Na Ola Echad Mishnei Dvorim. O Shad Cheles Ksheir Mikol Dover Shabashem Chilazim Yikare. O Shik Sheir Mimin Mitzuyim Davka. And the third possibility is out. Either you need a specific kind of a chilazim or a general kind of a chilazim. He writes in Shinyut Gimel, he's not sure which one of them is correct. So therefore, I don't understand, in the same author, 12 pages later, on page Shin Chav Hei, writes the top,
Mimin zeh, and here's a quotation. Klaha mishpacha b'lishon ha-mumke, from the family, yesh b'chol peret tshol shlosha sugim. B'lishon ha-behem, I can't pronounce these words too well, shrunkolariopsis, shrunkolis, sayis, heimastoma, and murex brandaris. Hashinui, hashonim zemiz adu miksat, ובכולם משתמשים בזמן חזל הצביר. וכמובן, אין מסתפק איזה מהם הוא הכשר הקושר לתחילה. כמו שהוכחנו ליאל מסימס התוספתא, שכל שאין עדיפוס כלשהי של חילוזם אחד על משניהו, כולם נכנסים תחת השם חילוזם התוספתא, וכשהם לתחילה. Huh? I just trying to say it was an unresolved question 12 pages ago. Because the first one is the right one anyway. The matter of Rishon and Gimel who are Masin Biyota, the trunk of out of this, the next page, Chavav Zayin. Well, once in 70 years, it just washes up on the coast. Or once in 70 years, it comes to the surface of the sea. But once 7 years it comes to the nets of the fishermen. Or, the Ramari Pano, it lives for 70 years. Whatever it is, very brilliant. How should I say? As a tachia, I can live with it. But as a raya, I certainly can't. This is not, a raya. This is the minute we're looking for. It seems to me, therefore, Rabotai, to summarize, that the only way we can possibly imagine that wearing tchelet is advisable is if we assume that you don't require a particular species. So you need a general family, as we said before, and you don't require a particular color. As long as it's in a general range of blue, it's good enough. Because otherwise, you'll never get out of this machlokes. So even machlokes between Rashi, the Rambam, the Aruch, and the turquoise. I know it's right. And as far as the min is concerned, you have the unanimity of all the scientists, and they give a name to this one, and that one, and the third one, and another famous man. His name is Professor Felix. He is probably the biggest mumch of all in the reality of the Mishnah. He's famous for so many different things. Maras, the much Maras, Mishnah, Timchia Mishnah, Achayos Mishnah, Achayos Mishnah. Yeah, he's the expert. You know what? He said they're all wrong. On page 298 of the Sefer Hatzchelet, he says they got it all wrong. He says they all say that, what is it? They call it Hebrew. Argamon kehe hakotim. What does kehe hakotim mean? A coat is an edge. What does keha mean? A blunt edge, not a sharp edge. A keha kotim. But Sarah Miskabel Basofa Talichu Govern Shal Sego, that's violet, purple. Zol Sayadei Katifoso Shal Mitav Baluta L'chamsan Olora Shemesh. And now if it turns, it'll turn blue in the sun. Blue Mazo. Solomon Professor Judith Felix, who's the head of this whole thing. Everyone knows he wrote all these terrific books. Chai Alt Sheltana, Chai Ben Mishnah, Chai Ben Tzumech B'Torah, Hatzumecha, Chai Ben Chliacha, Kuel Tzumech Mishnah. Yeah. But they're all wrong. It's Argamon Chad Kotzin, which is sharp edge. And he thinks the proper color is not the blue, which is close to the indigo, but turquoise, close to the carcass, you know? They're side. Even the scientists, the firm scientists say they're not the Zayacha. I repeat. And it goes back to my original opening statement. If you don't need a particular min, a particular color, then I can understand it. The way I understood the Beis HaLevi, you could barely live with it. He said if you need one, dafka one to the exclusion of everything else, one min, one color, then it's impossible to recreate it with the Messiah was gone. However, if you work with an assumption that a family is enough, family of species, family of colors, then I can argue that you can bring riot to the consciousness family. In my opinion, the whole thing hangs in that one nakuda. You need one color, one species, or a family of colors, a family of species. And I have to tell you that so far, so you can convince me otherwise, I think that you need one. I have no mucker that a family suffices. I can't prove that I'm right. But I don't think you can so far prove that I'm wrong. In other words, if you could prove to me that a family would suffice, a family of color and a family of chilazon, I would be very tempted to put on tails. If. I'd be tempted. I don't know if I would do it anyway, but I would be tempted. But since my natia is that you need one particular species and one particular color, I don't see how you... I don't think your chance is even good. In color, you're one for four. For anything else. In color, you're one for four. And the right species, even according to the experts, there's... We mentioned four different kinds. They get one for four. He has three, and now he has one with the sharp edges, with the blonde, that's already a significant difference, so the picture, beautiful picture, looks different. So you have 1 in 16 chance of getting the right one. The seeds are rare. Compton Basil Avian says, if you guess the right one of the 16 possibilities, it's meaningless. You've lost the result. That's my understanding. Oh, I'll say we have nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
So here I have something to say about this, and I don't want to get involved in a polemic, which is in this state of a tremendous polemic. The people who are against Chelet, it's a fascinating Simon Dalit. This is theology over here. How many pages is this? Want me to look at it? It's 15 pages almost. First of all, some say a thing of Geniza as a Chelet. The priest says, Shefa Yamim, Suyama Shal Yafa Shagon of the Sadiqa Masulavo, and the Chelet is Nika Shugon of the Sadiqa Masulavo, the Chelet. It's a free. How can it be? It's against the Gemara. That's the yes over here. Leave that out for the moment. That is the end of Chodesh Asim and Atari talks about. I'm sorry before I have some Atari. We do many things which are certainly included in that Atara, so I'm not going to rely on that. That's the Shona. But he goes to Vizco Conan. Unbelievable. So he wrote a letter to the Radina Rebbe. Apparently his letter, not a Meyuda, but he himself, printed in Ein at in Sefer at Scheler, page 191, and it's somewhere in there. And I can't do it, he said. I can't do it. Interesting, this is fantastic. Rabbi Yitzchak wrote many letters. We would never put these things into print. He didn't expect to be printed either. It was a private letter. But this is what he said. And he asked me, "Yesh di monim mi bachut, ashal aucha lekayim amitzah, ki odei ani shedat habi me ahochem leruach ha'eis, lo yeh rucham nocham imeni bezeh, yadbitu alai befonim nizamim." In kibbutz bar mitzvah, in his bayis, the dear man is lost. Aval anochi osek ha'eis bar mitzvah nogei l'tikuach nefesh klal yisrael. Ulehafik demami muvachani le'eros ponim sochakos u'mazirot v'chol ha'meflogos. Zesh yudvoy n'shmoy metlam. Lo yamdu l'sotan negdi. Uve'inyan zesh ani osebo lo yamdu negdi atzid l'chilul Shabbos. V'kol shkei bitul mitzvah ha'sei. Wow. To be accepted by all the political people in order to do what he was in the Managador, he couldn't afford to go out on a limb with the Radina and put on the trail. Interesting. Okay, that's a fascinating letter. Alright, goes on. We have this with the drawers of the stars, we're ready to we don't know. But some say we don't have any strings to put on. One, two, or four. That's a shrachamite. Put on four of us. And by the way, I don't know if it's printed, I saw it in the pamphlet from David Palmer, Rabbi David Palmer printed something in the name of Rav Shechter Shalita, but how to do it? Is it printed anywhere? I only saw it in the pamphlet form. We should rely on Tosafot Shita, because they're Ashkenazim, do four. And, you know, in the whole discussion, remember I was looking on Friday or Thursday about the five Sharam and I couldn't find it? It's not in Shaf, it's the Medrash Tanchuma, it's not anywhere in the Gemara, one I couldn't find. It's like the minute. I couldn't find it, I'm saying it's not in the Gemara anywhere. Anyway, I know we had the thing not less than 7 and not more than 13. You know, we have it. But the others say, no. You have to have either between 7 and 13 knots. And each one is a total of 3. And according to the Rambam, they're all tchel except for the first and 21st. 3 times 7 is 21. It's the Rambam sheet. And others say it's 10 different permutations. And if you even have pictures, you know, I wouldn't call it color pictures, but in black and white. Well, maybe it's dark blue and white. I'll tell you how to do it. But that's not Ma'akiv, I wouldn't. There's a whole discussion. Bayot ishtalvut b'chevra. How will you get along with your chevra if you're going to put on they'll laugh at you. He quotes the Chazanish, that if you have to grow a beard, that if they're laughing, you should grow the beard anyway. Whatever. Fine. It goes on and on. But, interesting. In my opinion, so what do you lose? I'll tell you what you lose. Whenever you introduce something new, there's a price. There's a price. We have an idea of doing things the way our parents and ancestors did it. You introduce something new, you pay a price. Sometimes you can argue it's a price which is worth paying. If I were convinced, as I told you before, about the families, both in color and in species, I would consider strongly that even though it's a shinuyim, I'm not very much into shinuyim, as you know by now, Alpha became, maybe it's worth the price in order to have this opportunity for tchelis, the choshevinim. However, since, as I explained to you before, in my opinion, the chances of getting it right are pretty small. A. And B, according to the Beis Halevi, that means it's zero. If you get it right, it's not right. And C, you're going to make a change of great significance. So my evaluation is different. My evaluation is instead of doing something which is a small chance, and according to the Beis Halevi, there's no chance. But maybe someone argues with the Beis Halevi, maybe you'll get it right. And say it's better off, you've got nothing to lose. My evaluation is different. Since the chance of really fulfilling are slim, both arithmetically and according to Beis Halevi, therefore, it goes out to zero. And if in some total it's not so strong, the chance of actually fulfilling the mitzvah of tchelis. In my opinion, that price that is paid when you make a shinui is higher than the chances of your fulfilling the mitzvah of tchelis. So to summarize, my view about tchelis is, it's yotzeh secharo, they have saved.